Hello, everyone. Welcome to the July 3rd, 2016 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for July 3rd to July 10th and beyond? The new moon this month is on Monday, July 4th, at 18 degrees Gemini in the sidereal zodiac. This marks the beginning of the Hindu lunar month of Ashada, named for the nakshatra Uttara Ashada, the lunar sign that the full moon falls in on July 19th. Ashada is generally a good month for beginning projects that will bear fruit after a period of time. The energy of the month is colored by the planet Mercury, which will be closely conjunct the new moon. Gemini is Mercury's sign, so this lunar month will be strong for both Gemini and Mercury significations. Mercury is the planet of rational thinking, communications, ideas, and reasons. Gemini is the most dualistic sign of the zodiac, able to hold multiple points of view simultaneously. Therefore, Gemini is called the diplomat of the zodiac. So, this month is good for conversation, talk and debate, the media, and so on. Venus changes signs, entering sidereal Cancer on Thursday, July 7th. Venus is not totally comfortable in this sign because its ruler, the Moon, is not a friend of Venus. Cancer is the sign of nurturing and motherhood. Venus is more about romance and pleasures. When Venus is in a sign it is not aligned with, we get some of the downside of Venus: selfishness, self-indulgence. Also, Venus comes out of combustion this week. The planet of guidance has been invisible for the past couple of months due to being too close to the sun. Now Venus has moved past the sun in the zodiac and once again becomes visible, now as the evening star in the west immediately after sunset. This is a good thing. Venus significations will recover after having suffered some while the planet was being burnt up by the sun. So, we can look forward to better guidance and more clarity, perhaps. Next Sunday, July 10th, Mercury will leave Gemini and enter Cancer. Cancer belongs to the water element. Water signs are based in the emotions. Mercury, being the planet of the rational intellect, is not happy in the sign Cancer. Mercury's significations of reasonable thinking and rational decisions get colored by Cancer's emotional considerations. On the other hand, this combination can be good for intuitive thinking. While in Cancer, Mercury joins up with Venus, which entered Cancer a few days before. The two planets will be traveling close together for the next few weeks. Thus, their significations combine. Mercury, the planet of rational thinking, combined with Venus, the planet of harmony, promotes agreements. Only problem is that they are in Cancer, a sign that is a bit unreliable due to the emotional component. Mercury moves a little faster than Venus and will overtake Venus in the middle of the month. The exact conjunction happens at 11 degrees Cancer, on July 16th, just in time for the Republican Convention. Okay, that's it for this week. Thanks for visiting AstrologyNewsReport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week on Twitter at AstroNewsReport.